In 1880, Pularitsu's school teacher, Andres Avik, founded a brass band in Holstre, which developed into the best in its field in the entire homeland. In 1894, the Holstre Brass Band took first place in the fifth song festival in Tartu and continued its successful activities in the next century. Johan Avik, future well-known composer, conductor, and music teacher, joined the Holstre Brass Band in his youth. Jan Hansson recalls in the 1944 newspaper Eestisena.
The Holstre Brass Band, founded by Andres Avik, brought home two first-place prizes and one second-place prize from the Song Festival. This already marks the high level of the orchestra of that time. Andres Avik's peculiarity was that he demanded an embarrassingly beautiful tone and clean play from both the singing choir and the orchestra. Pure play and an even tone were what we all used to charm everyone. Avik was a very good cornet player himself, and he also often played a solo. Andres's son, Johan Avik, started playing in his father's orchestra at an early age. A humorous interlude happened once, when the orchestra was invited to take Stenkjen to the Baron of Abja, whom the whole of Mulgimaa knew because of his peculiar manner of speaking. The Baron appeared next to the orchestra after they had finished playing and said, "You played beautifully." And eyeing little Johan in the middle of the orchestra, he wondered, "You have little boys too? He also has an instrument? And he's also playing?" Johan Avik also played in Holstre's brass band during his studies in Viljandi and also as a student at the St. Petersburg Conservatory. We had one track called The Wanderer in the Woods, which the soloist played away from the orchestra. This song aroused great enthusiasm everywhere it was played. Once, during a break from his studies at the conservatory, young Johan also played this solo at a forest party in Holstre. The orchestra was located on the festival site, as the soloist played a short distance away in the bushes. Holstre's band received many invitations to perform. We played at the Viljandi and Volga exhibitions, at manor balls, at the dedication of Alexander's schoolhouse, and at the funeral of Professor Köhler. Time constraints prevented all of the requests from being fulfilled. When Johan was home from the conservatory, it always gave impetus to the orchestra's performance, with his father saying, "Well, now that Johan is home, we can accept invitations."
During his lifetime, composer Johan Avik managed to be the music director of both the Vanemuine Theater and the Estonia Theater, and also the director of both the Tartu Music School and the Tallinn Conservatory, and the chief conductor of several song festivals.